Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here with the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. I'm just looking at the numbers. You see me looking off to the side, right? I'm looking at the numbers being posted right for the New York City crime numbers. And I am so glad that Joe B is in charge. I'm so glad that the Democrats are in control. Aren't you? Crime is up 30% in New York City. Grand larceny is up 66%. Crime is up 300 to 500% across the country, depending where you're at. You still got the independent state of Chaz or Chad or whatever it is up there. And God bless America, don't you think? It almost looks like God threw up on America at this point. Seriously. Eight five five real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean, along those lines, I was going to start off with this. I had other things I wanted to start off with. You know, but this is great. The This is just too funny. The Atlanta city council person, who voted to defund the police, had a little problem. I don't know if you heard about this. Yeah. His car was stolen broad daylight. Who do you call? Right? Can you imagine calling the cops, saying, this is City Councilman Joe Smith. Yeah, remember the guy who took $1.5 million away? Hey, by the way, he just stole my car. Can you send somebody out and get him? Yeah, we'd love to. We only have 3 patrol cars, and they're not in your area. I'm telling you, that's what they need. I mean, I don't want anybody to get hurt, so don't get me wrong. Somebody break into the house, send something. But wouldn't it be great? I got kids racing up and down my street. Yeah. We only have 3 cars for the whole city now that we've been defunded. Actually, you know what? They defunded the Atlanta police by $73 million. And this guy voted for it. He was adamant about it. City Council Antonio Brown. And now he's a candidate for mayor. Go explain that one. Oh, God. He was at a ribbon-cutting ceremony. I'm sorry, guys. This shows you how mentally ill these people are. Yeah, we don't need as many police. We need more social workers. That way they're and the crime rate will naturally go down because people will feel like you love them and that we're taking care of them and everything is good. It ain't gonna happen. No, see, the criminal mind works this way. Oh, less cops? Okay. I'm going to get me some sleep during the day, so I go to night and pick up some good stuff, you know? So anyhow, Brown told the local news source that he turned off his white Mercedes coupe, which had a keyless start, stepped out of the car. He was talking to another community leader, and it was only a couple of feet away from his vehicle. The councilman told police that he noticed the youngsters, one of which had a toy. He was walking around, and the next second, they were driving off in his Mercedes. He thinks the kids might be somewhere between 6 and 12 years old. Look, I don't know, maybe you guys know. I don't know a 6-year-old is going to be able to drive a car away. Right? He says, well, you don't immediately think that the kids are going to steal your car. No, of course you don't. One kid was in the driver's seat when Ben attempted to open the door and get him out of the car. He fought with Ben. How does a 12-year-old fight with you? Despite his efforts to stop the young thieves, the mayor hopefully was not hurt. He was dragged down the street a little ways, trying to get the car door open. Like I said, I don't want anybody hurt. It's not what we conservatives do. We don't look for you to be hurt. Really? You've seen this happen now in Seattle? Right? What was the mayor in Seattle when her house... See how she had all the rioters around her house? Rioters. Right, who is she going to call? Right after berating the police department and taking a bunch of money away from them, who is she going to call? I'm just asking. And remember, they're talking about reimagining public safety. What's the imagination? 6 to 12-year-olds stealing your car? Don't go after them because we don't want them to crash into a tree. What's the public safety? This is it. And then you get another peach here in Los Angeles. Right? With the DA Gascon. I mean, the first thing he did, he had these things ready to go before he even got in office, I believe. They knew what was going on. The sheriff who's in Los Angeles County, he's a lefty, can't stand Gascon. Right? And now they have a recall out on him as well, not just Newsom. But he is very big-time progressive. The minute he got in the office, right, he put in a slew of reforms, including the rescinding of most of the special circumstance allegations and taking away life without the possibility of parole as an option for prosecutors. Now, you know, he's released statements from a list of progressive supporters. He's got them now attacking the sheriff to try to make the sheriff look bad. Now, Melinda Abdullah, the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, remember her? She was a frequent critic of Gascon's predecessor. Of course she was. Why? Because Gascon's predecessor really applied the law equally across the board. Can't have that, can we? Don't see your host. Listen to the Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
You're back. This is Real Set on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing. I know you're probably getting tired of hearing that. You want to stop hearing it? Do something about it. Actually, do something. You know, you're tired of your mom telling you to pick up your room? Pick up the room. I mean, it's really that simple. You don't even need a college degree for this. That's how easy it is. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Love having this guy on me every week. Alfonso Rachel joins me, who we lovingly refer to as Zoe. And he is the host of the one and only Zopium Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoe Loft, here with one of the fuddy-duddies that he knows. Zoe, what are you doing? What are you up to? What
can I tell you, man?
What?
Actually, you're the one causing trouble, man. You got YouTube all mad at you and stuff like that. And just went ahead and kicked you. They expelled you, man. You got expelled from school.
I know. Naughty. You know what took them so long? I'm kind of feeling slighted. You know what I mean? I mean, I know. It doesn't sound right, but my God, how much noise did I have to make before they finally did it? And you know what they took me down for? None of the other crazy stuff I do anything about. No. I made fun of Fauci going to the Vatican to beg for help to get the congregants to take the shot.
Oh, man, you might as well have had said something about Muhammad, man. You got a jihad, a fatwa from YouTube coming at you, man, for saying something about Fauci Abdul.
Well, he's in a hot seat now, right? I mean, have you watching what's going on where all of a sudden he might be tied to the whole Wuhan,
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a surprise to actually see him get his... And then after which, I'm pretty sure people will try to circle the wagons around themselves to try to justify why they were taken by this stuff. I mean, it's like the leaks abound. It's like, y'all... how did the money leak out? It's like, hey, Fauci, didn't you know where that money was going? Mr. Smart Researcher Guy, didn't you know where it was going? How did that leak out? Well, the logic would seem to conclude that if that money leaked out, well, I guess that virus must have leaked out, too.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, and again, there's something up because right now, even if the mainstream media is starting to put information out about him, then something's going to happen with him here shortly. It has to. Otherwise, they'd be covering for him big. Look at, you know, we saw Joe Biden's ice cream choice today. I mean, seriously, we're going to find out about
Biden. Pelosi's freezer?
he was in some ice cream. Listen, he was in some ice cream store in Ohio, okay? And he's there, and he comes out of the store, because, you know, all the reporters could go to the store. So he comes out of the store. And he's got the ice cream, and he's kind of eating it. He's not looking at it, but he's eating it. And somebody says, what kind of ice cream is that, Mr. President? He goes, that's chocolate chip. And, like, somebody walked out with a newborn baby from a hospital. Everybody was like, oh, are we really? Is this, our reporters now are reporting at a sixth grade level? Are we for real?
Man, I just imagine Joe Biden, like, somebody coming up to him while he's there, man. Hey, Joe, what's round on both sides and high in the middle? Joe Biden be like, ice cream. Like, no. Way to relate to the Ohioans here, Joe.
God. All right, I got one we can sink our teeth in and have a lot of fun with, all right? So, a Christian college, because God forbid it happens the other way, but a Christian college was denying a young lady from talking about her faith in Christ at her, you know, graduation ceremony. Okay? And I don't know if you missed the first part of that. A Christian college was not going to allow that.
Yeah, thank you for repeating that, because, yeah, it didn't register the first time. So.
Right? You're sitting here saying to yourself, my God, are we for real? So they're going to have to change their name. They're going to have to be Ian College. You're going to have to get Christ out of there so nobody gets a crazy or anything like that. So, yeah, the school valedictorian, she's now allowed to mention God's name. She's now allowed to mention her faith in Christ. And what got her through some of her issues while she was in college was her faith in Christ. They were not going to allow her to say that. She could talk about God's generality, but she could not say anything about Jesus Christ. So, I know. Okay. You know what? This is like when right's wrong and wrong is right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I've read something about that. You know, and this ain't a new thing, man, because Paul was, you know, was going through this. Hey, Paul's like, I don't think you guys really get this Christian thing, man. You're doing it wrong. You know, and I think you guys are, like, trying to lean on some other stuff. And with these cats, you know, it's, you know, of course they don't want, you know, Christ to be offensive. You know, it's the staple of what it is to be a Christian is to not offend anybody. And mentioning Christ is just going to be too offensive. And I guess they missed that part where Jesus, like, said, yeah, man, they hated me first. They're going to hate you, too. So, and I guess even my own, it's like even right now, the sheep are seeming to be scattered. And y'all don't really seem to know my voice. So I don't even know if you guys were ever with me in the first place. So now we got this school, man, who is just being fully on infected with AIDS. They're getting spiritual AIDS, Joe. Acquired immune demon syndrome. That's what they got. They got spiritual AIDS, Joe. I'm trying to work out the acronym.
I just I can't stand it anymore. You know, and you can help me with this. You always straighten me out with this stuff. So, you know, I mean, when I'm at a board meeting or I'm with friends of mine or what have you, God, now, I like this one. I haven't been able to find this one in the Bible. You've probably read it more times than I have, right? So this one lady goes, oh, God's given me the spirit of compassion. You go, really? That's the spirit? I wasn't aware of that, right? Because this person wanted to make sure that we took care of certain kids because she didn't want them to feel bad, and she has this compassion for them, and the emotions just come out. And I'm looking at them going, I can't find what Jesus said, and thou shalt make decisions based on compassion, on how you feel. But that's not an uncommon thought among mainstream Christianity, is it? Their decisions are made based on how it makes them feel or how that other person feel, right?
Good call, Joe, man. And Jesus, you know, talks about these things to himself. It's like, look, man, do what I told you, not what your gut told you, not what your feelings told you. Square that up with my word. This spirit of compassion, the Lord breathed the spirit of compassion in us from the get-go at the creation of man, because I breathed into you and I let you know that you are made in the image of God. That's what we honor about each other, okay? So it's like, when you look at everybody else, you need to recognize that we're all created in the image of God. So we all have that spirit. Now, you can turn that off, right? Yeah. But it should already be switched on in the first place.
No, I'm sitting here, as you're talking, I'm thinking, of all the ignorant things that our brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, say about, I was going round and round with somebody about somebody who steals food to feed his family. And, you know, they said, oh, come on, show some compassion. I said, it is not compassion for a Christian to approve of somebody stealing something from somebody else.
Right.
Okay? The Bible doesn't say thou shalt not steal. Well, except if your kids are hungry, in which case, yeah, go ahead. Thou shalt steal as much as humanly possible. I have never understood how we water down, well, we got it from Satan, I guess, how we water down the rules because it makes us feel better. We'll talk more about feelings on the other side of the break. Joe was in your house, listener. I'll be back in a few minutes.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of Brian Sicknick, the Capitol police officer who died on January 6th during the Capitol insurrection, met with Republican senators. The Senate is considering a measure that would create a commission to investigate what happened at the Capitol that day. The families want Republican senators to vote for it. Sicknick's girlfriend, Sandra Garza.
Just don't want any other people to get harmed or for this to happen again. It's a terrible tragedy, and we don't want anyone else to get hurt.
Sicknick's mother also went door-to-door to speak with senators. President Biden was asked about the Senate vote as he was heading back to the White House from a trip to Ohio.
I can't imagine anyone voting against establishing the commission on the greatest assault since the Civil War on the Capitol.
The measure has already passed in the House. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
I kissed her.
Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself, okay? And laughing and doing whatever. Make sure that what you're doing, you're getting informed. You're getting engaged. In going, getting the schools back open again and seeing some of these kids and talking to some of these parents. Let me just put it to you this way. I can tell that these kids have been in front of a TV, a video screen, or their phones 24/7, and I'll leave it at that. All right. So let me just before I get myself in trouble, let me bring in Zoe. Zoe, always appreciate your time. I'm telling you, I got myself in trouble. Always appreciate your time with me, and Zoe is the host of Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoe Loft, and we're gonna get that fine music of yours that we heard last week. And maybe hear again this week if I can find it.
They're in for a treat. Play loud.
Where is it? Where did they get it? Come on, speak up.
Yeah, this is really awesome, Zoe.
No, I said, where can they get it?
Oh!
Hello. Are you awake? Hey, where's your wife? She's in the chat room. Will you go downstairs and wake him up?
Like that was the distraction, man. That was I was like, hey, wow, she's pretty hot. Oh, you talking to me, man? I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. They can catch, my music project, 20 Pound Sledge, where we rock the gospel. That I got the Zopium Den, which is the house of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. Zoloft, also the Virtue Signal, the jam that I do with Bill Whittle. So I hope folks will check out these things.
The Virtue Signal. God, that ought to be good. That's all I'm going to say. I would have a field day with that. I would enjoy that so much. All right, so let's go back to our squishy Christians again. They're always trying to make excuses for others. And, it's funny. It's almost like they're trying to help Jesus get the word across by watering it down or leaving out words. Somebody else did that. What was that? That was somewhere in the garden. Somebody was saying something like, is that really what he said to you? The Bible specifically states if a man won't work, he's not going to eat, right? And some people will say to me, well, what makes you think he doesn't want to work? Why? He's sitting there filling out the unemployment form, not looking for work, with a channel changer in the other hand. Chances are he's not looking for work. We're expected to work. We're expected to take care of our family. We're expected to do those things, are we not?
Yeah, man, it's like, and as you're talking about this this watered down Jesus that they're trying to promote out there, is, you know, Jesus ain't watered down, man. Jesus didn't turn wine into water. He turned water into wine. He turned water into something strong. That's what he did. So, but I don't know, man. It's trying to make this this collectivist, all accepting Jesus and trying to sell him on the masses. And unfortunately, it, you know, it sells a lot. It's, you know, as you know, many are called, you know, few are chosen. You're going to have a lot of people falling for this, you know, this new age, you know, woke, you know, milquetoast Jesus that people are going to go for. And Jesus is like, man, you don't know me and I don't know you. I don't know where you're coming from. Am I all about love? Yes, I am. And I'm talking about real love, not this fabricated love that you guys are coming up, which is just as fake as beyond meat or impossible beef or anything like that. You guys got this, you know, this processed, you know, fake love that you guys are into. I don't know anything about that. You know, I like the real deal. I make the real deal. I am the real deal. And I don't know what you guys are coming up with. So between love and work and stuff like that, like that's like the word says, you don't work, you don't eat. And you don't be coveting other people's stuff and jumping on the fruits of somebody else's labor as if you think you're entitled to it and stuff like that. No, you got to go for yours. And I've blessed you with the freedom to be able to do that. And you're voting that stuff away.
And I'm blessing you with the freedom. You're so right. God gave us the freedom, allowed us to govern ourselves, mm-hmm. and we're flushing it down the toilet. I think it's hilarious. And, you know, it goes back to, some of my Christian friends that I talk about when it comes to, well, don't you want to take care of the sick? Don't you want to make sure kids have a place to stay? They shouldn't be sleeping in the streets. I go, yeah, I want to make sure that. That doesn't mean I go browbeat my legislators to take money away from you to go ahead and feed those kids. That's not what... Where's your wallet? Let me see your wallet. Was that old thing? What's in your wallet, right? Are you giving that to those kids? What are you doing? I told you earlier that I went round and round with somebody about stealing. Thou shalt not steal. Well, this is where the watered-down version comes in. There's a caveat in there. If your family's hungry, you can steal from anybody you want to, right? I mean, that's what I've been told. So, yeah.
I don't think it goes like that.
Yeah. We're supposed to be taking care of those people. If they're truly in trouble, if somebody's truly having a problem, the government shouldn't be taking care of them. Who should be taking care of them, so?
That's on us, man. And the thing is, that's you know, taking covetousness and making a policy of it. We're not supposed to, you know, we're not supposed to institute covetousness. That's a violation of the commandment. That's even if people don't want to believe in God, which, you know, I would highly recommend that they really start. But, you know, it's like even constitutionally, you know, it's like if you're not supposed to be eyeballing the fruits of somebody else's stuff and then make it an institution to be able to take it from them under the guise of good intentions and wealth spreading and stuff like that. That's a full on violation of our property. And of course, you know, people, you know, whether they believe in God or not, or whether they, you know, even with the Constitution, you can look at it. Here's the print, man. This is what it says. And they'll still be like, no, that's not what it means. So, you know, that just gets down to a whole nother issue of desires and just, some spiritual aids. Yeah, spiritual aids.
Yeah. I like that term, by the way. I may steal it from you. Oh, I'm sorry, we don't steal. That's not steal. We'll borrow. Watering down the road.
We'll be covering my AIDS.
So, no, and it's so funny constantly to hear when you say to people things like that stealing situation, right? I've actually had people say, well, that's your interpretation. And that same person, when I was talking to about that, we were talking about the kneeling thing. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, if I'm talking to you, I figure we're on the same page on the basics. And I said, look, I don't care what's going on in your life. You don't bow your knee to anybody but Jesus. All right? Mm-hmm. End of discussion.
Right.
And that person, Christian, looked at me and said, well, bowing the knee has many meanings. And in this case, it would have a different meaning. It wouldn't be taking anything away from Jesus. And I looked at that person and said, you are so wrong. All right? It doesn't say you can bow, you only bow your knee to Jesus. Well, except if you feel like you've been done wrong over here or done wrong over there. It doesn't say that. I mean, how do you fight that? How do you push back on that?
And well, you know, it's you just did the right thing, man. You just tell them the truth. You know, we can't make them believe it. You know, God doesn't even work that way. You know, but these things, it's idolatry and it's an idolization, man, of their own self-righteousness. They really think that they're doing a good thing when they do that and exalting themselves to this position of moral superiority, right? And, you know, the Ten Commandments says, man, you don't bow down to any of these things. And it says, don't let them make you do it. Do not let them make it. And these people, under the pressure of whether it's the state or these cultural narratives, they're being made, you know, they're buckling under the weight of desire to be so self-righteous and sanctimonious. And that's what they're doing, man. And we're seeing that more and more. And you're right, man. There's only one person worth taking that knee for, man. That's the King of Kings.
You know, you went over it pretty quick, but the exalting of yourself, basically. We're not supposed to exalt ourselves. God will exalt us, right? When you're out there feeding, you're helping the seniors, feeding the sick, you know, taking care of those kids that are sleeping in the wash or somewhere like that. You don't call the, look at me, look what I'm doing, look at me, look at me, look at me. You know what I do every weekend? Me and my family, we go out and feed all those kids. No. That's not what you're supposed to be doing. You do it because it's truly from the heart. You do it because of the love of Christ, because you want to show them the love of Christ, and God will take care of the rest.
That's right,
man. There. Most of the people, I don't know if you know them, but most of the guys that I know, we're going out and cleaning up the river, going to feed the kids and get things back in order for God. Well, I don't know about you. My Bible says I can't do anything for God, okay? I can be working together with him, but I can't do anything for him, right?
Right, man. And it's like, I guess they missed that part, man, where Jesus has issues with Pharisees who would do that same thing. Pharisees out there all puffed up and talk about how good they are and stuff like that. And Jesus is like, man, you guys are whitewashed, man. Dead bones inside, you know. It's, you know, people looking. And we're supposed to lift each other up. You know, lift each other up in the Lord and stuff like that. Not be boasting in ourselves. We boast in what the Lord gives us. We boast in what the Lord does. And in our service to the Lord, it's still rooted in the Lord. We can boast in that. And we can talk about, you know, other people and lift each other up and give praise to the Lord about what he's doing in their lives. But this kind of exalting ourselves and look at me, I'm such a good person and stacking these merits for yourselves and stuff like that. It's like, no, that's all rooted in pride, man. And that's poo-poo.
You know, somebody brought this up to me, I was talking to you the other day about the Hollywoodites, okay? You ever notice that the celebrities are always about, well, I'm a good person, right? That makes me a good person. I do this. That makes me a good person, right? Okay, I'm
not a bad
person.
Black kid.
Right? I bought him an ice cream. Anyway. all right.
It dressed him up like a girl.
We'll be back in a minute. Show us, maybe, they don't cut us off. Show me your host, this is Real Time of GCN Live, back with Zoe after the break.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
At Social Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I always say, you got to be part of the solution. The way you become part of the solution is you get informed. And I'm not going to go off on you, but I'm just going to say, you and informed Christians, just don't say anything. Really, get to your silent prayer, get on your knees, don't talk to anybody. I mean, we'll all be better off that way. Because doing the damage, turning the day, like I always tell you guys in the political world, stop retweeting stories the second you read them without checking them out. Right? I mean, God, it makes me crazy because some of the stuff has already been debunked. Some of the stuff is so far out there, it's like aliens dropped it on your phone and nobody else has seen it, but you got to put it out there anyway. Don't do that. Don't make our job harder. It's the same thing with Christians. You know, we look bad enough as it is most of the time. Make sure that what you're telling them, what you're doing, what you're saying is true and real. Otherwise, we're no better. I would say this. We're no better than the ones we make fun of on a regular basis, are we? Right? We like to call them ignorant. They don't know what they're talking about. They're not informed. And then you come off with some really crazy stuff. All right. Eat up I've already eaten up too much of his time. Guess who's joining me? Well, rejoining me now. Alfonso Rachel. He's the host of the Zopism Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study and the Zoloft. And guess what? This is just a sample of the music that you can get. Yeah, I think you need a new drummer on that song, though. Yeah. I'm just joking with you, brother. You know that.
Watch it.
You know. Oh, well, you could do like Edgar Winter. We could do a dual drummer, right? Two drummers.
Nah, 20 pound sleds is enough.
Dueling drummers. You know?
Enough no slamming right there.
Okay. All right. Anyhow, always love it when you're on with me, and I mean that sincerely. And I know I keep saying it every week, but it's going to happen soon. We have a treat for our listeners soon. As a matter of fact, we probably would have had it this weekend if this YouTube didn't do us a favor. God bless those people. I mean that. We're supposed to pray for our enemies.
Yep.
We're praying really hard for them. You know,
with teeth clenched, we're praying.
So, you know, we were talking about during the break. It's one of the things that just drives me nuts. The devil is really good. He is really good at getting us to believe that he doesn't exist. He's not involved. I think there's a few passages to talk about. You know, he runs around making noise or something like that. Wasn't there a scripture like that around there? I mean, and he's got us believing that God, everything that happens to us, everything that goes down, is because God is doing it, while he sits back there and laughs because you don't do anything to get in his way, right?
Indeed, man. And we saw that in the first pages, right off the transgression, Adam went and blamed his woman, went and blamed God. Didn't even blame the devil. The devil's the one right there influencing to do the dirty deed, man. It's like he never implicated the devil. And that nature still stays with us today. And the first thing that we learn about the devil himself is that he works in subtleties. You know, he's very shrewd. He's crafty. And so he's able to make these subtle moves to somehow leave himself out of the picture. But he's also described as going back and forth like a lion seeking who he can devour. And we're seeing more and more of that as people are boldly out there following the ways of the devil, out there sinning and stuff like that. But it's like one of those things where it's like it's so obvious. And it's that it's in plain sight that people even still don't see it. He's able to do that. Like the word says, he's like the prince. He's the prince of the power of the air. You don't see the air. You see the effects of it, though. And the word implicates him. He's that serpent. But this serpent becomes a full on dragon, you know, so he's going to be blowing out a lot of heat, you know, but people are going to maintain that nature like Adam had. It's like, yeah, God, it's your fault. Hey, it's her fault. But don't implicate the devil.
God? That woman you gave me, that lady you sent to me, this is your fault.
Yeah.
Right?
Weak sauce, man. So how you going to do that, Adam? Come on, dude. Man up.
Like your 17-year-old. Well, if you didn't let me use the car, I would have crashed it.
Yeah.
What? God,
there was some kid on Judge Judy like a little while ago. Somebody, his name was George Floyd. And sadly enough, you had these people out. We were talking backstage, man. We were talking about how people like take some information and they don't even cross reference it and stuff like that. And it was embarrassing to see conservatives do this. And I've done it too, man. It's like
we've all done it. Right.
We've all done it. When you get some information, whether it be the news media or even if it's the scriptures, you make sure that you cross scripture with scripture. You pray about it before you get out there and try to base some sort of merit on it. But it's the same thing with news. And I saw these people out there, man, retweeting this thing on George Floyd. Hey, this was George Floyd when he was young. He's on Judge Judy. Blaming some girl for saying, well, I stole her car. Yeah, but I guess she should have let me stole the car. Yeah, I crashed it, but I shouldn't have to pay for it because it's her car and stuff like that. It's like, but the sad part of it was, is that people were saying, yeah, this was George Floyd when he was younger. It's like, dude, do all black people look alike? You know, it's like, no, this wasn't the same George Floyd. Dang it, you guys might have should have cross-referenced this on a couple occasions to make sure it's not the same George Floyd.
You know, I love it when I see stuff like that happen on a regular basis. And you're right. It's like they all, well, he's got the same name. Okay. Well, he's the same color. Yeah. Okay. Can we do a little bit more than that?
Yeah,
he's a male. Okay, all right, well, there's three things going for him, all right, whatever. But, no, you're so true. It's like I had a friend of mine who's no longer in the California legislature, but he got up there, and he was a godly man, he still is, but he was a godly man, and he got up there. One of the things he did was he put a picture of his family, you know, up on his desk. He surrounded himself with things, you know, godly things, family things, to remember why he was there and to kind of bring his mind back into remembrance on a regular basis. And he said he wasn't up there 3 or 4 months when this long-legged, pretty woman, well, it was the devil with long legs and pretty hair and the whole nine yards. And he said she sat there. She was from a lobbyist firm. And she just kept telling him how she noticed how smart he was. She's been watching him for a while from afar. And, you know, just she loves smart men. They're just so smart. And he said, Joe, it was short of me getting up and going, get thee behind me, Satan. You know, get out of my office. He said, I knew what that was all about. I knew exactly, because there's so many of those legislators get trapped in those situations. You know, come out to dinner with us. Oh, my boss couldn't make it, so he asked me to come. And, you know, and they get you into that. And that's not God tempting you. That's the devil trying to bring you down, because he knows if he brings you down, there's people around you that perceive you as a godly person. And say, see, it didn't work for him, right?
Yes, yes, and that's why in that model prayer, man, it says that, you know, lead us not into temptation. That's the kind of strange thing to ask God, you know, say, hey, God, why do I need to ask you to not lead me into temptation? And God's like, look, man, I don't. I'll lead you into blessings. However, if the blessing that I give you is going to cause you to stumble, you know, where you're tempted to do evil with the blessing that I give you, then yes, I won't even lead you into your blessing to protect you. You know, so it's like you get in these powerful positions, man, and you got some, you know, the devil with a blue dress coming in here, you know, throwing butterfly eyelashes at you and stuff like that. There's good. What was that woman's name? She was from China. Her name was something like Fang or something like
that. Yeah, Pang or Fang Fang or something like that. Yeah.
It's like, hey. You know, they'll come after you, man, trying to steer how you're going to legislate things. It's all there. You got to have that integrity.
Yeah, I mean, look at what's going on, you know, right now with the Bidens and what have you. You know, we could beat that one to death. You know, a disheartening story this week that came out even among Christian kids, that 43% of the young people, and they didn't even call them millennials, but they're saying, you know, 43% of the young people really don't see, either don't believe in God or don't see a need for God. And I want to bring that back. You and I have kind of touched on this before, but I keep, if there's listeners out there, this is, I know you hate when I say it this way, but this is our fault. Mm-hmm. This is my generation, the generation before mine, didn't want to force you into believing anything. Didn't want to shove religion down your throat. I don't want to shove religion down my kids' throat either. I want to shove God down their throat, okay? I want them to go to church with me every Sunday. I want them to hear the word. And then when they get older, if they decide that it's not for them, so be it. Because I know they'll come back, because the word promises me they'll come back. So, I mean, but it's your job to raise those children in a godly way. But doesn't that kind of hit you in the head that 43% of young folks don't see a need for or don't believe in God?
It's sad, man, and the Word has warned us about this, man, how people are going to be, you know, lovers in themselves, they're going to grow cold and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, that's, you know, we're taught, that's what our generation before this generation taught us, that you got to believe in yourself and, you know, and go after yours. And it's like, no, it's not about believing in yourself. Believe in the Lord. You know, that's where the real integrity is. And, you know, but people think that they have their own desires, and these are the things that they're beholden to. And, you know, they think that whatever salvation that they have or whatever it is that they're looking for, they can find it within themselves. And these things are a total lie. They lead them away from God. And, we're definitely sold on that. And that's, you know, our generation, man. It's they learned that from us. And we're trying, just like we're doing right now, man, we're trying to lean on the Lord and say, hey, Lord, if we can, you know, do anything to kind of help set this straight in the time that we're occupying, fortify us to help us do that so we can, you know, be a light, man, be that salt and light that turns these people to not make the mistake that, you know, we made where we dropped the ball.
Yeah, lovers of themselves. Think about what fate, you know, we've got to go, but Facebook and Twitter. How many friends do I have? Look at how many followers I have. Look at how many friends I have, right? I mean, it's just amazing. Anyway, where do they find you? Quick.
Thanks, man. BronzeSerpentMedia.com, Zopium Den, Zoloft, 20 Pound Sledge, Virtue Signal.
Joe, the senior host. My God, I'm tired just listening to that. We'll be back in a few.